everybody. This is Curry Glassell, and you're listening to Gems with me. And what are we going to talk about today? Today, I am in Houston, Texas, once again. And what's up? What's up? What's up? Happy Monday. Wow. Is anybody ever happy on Monday would be my question. And if you're not happy on Monday, I have a little tool for you. You can ask yourself everything that doesn't allow me to be happy on Monday. Well, what if I just destroyed and uncreated that point of view? Because if your point of view creates your reality and you're unhappy, and that's your point of view that you're unhappy on Monday because it's Monday, well, what if you change that point of view? And what if you were happy on Mondays and you could be unhappy on Fridays instead? I mean, I'm just saying that, not that I would suggest you be happy on Fridays, but it just is like, well, how ridiculous, you know? So any day of the week, you can choose to be happy or unhappy. What would you like to choose? Do you know you even have choice to choose to be happy or unhappy? I have some friends who did a class called Happiness is a Choice, and nobody believed them. It was sort of interesting. It was a really cool class. And if you're interested, please let me know. I can direct you to finding that class. What they found out is that most people really thought that misery was a choice. They didn't know that happiness was also a choice. Now, the other thing is, did you know that anger was a choice? Did you know that sadness was a choice? Did you know that you do not have to be subject to your emotions at all? Wow. That, I hope, comes as a relief to some of you all, because if you're not subject to thoughts, feelings, and emotions, wow. Does your life just get a little bit easier? What if 99% of every thought, feeling, and emotion you have actually doesn't belong to you? You're actually like a giant psychic radar picking up everybody else's thought, feelings, and emotions and their trauma and drama and their pain and suffering. And you may say to me, well, wow, it's like feels really real. Feels. Well, guess what? Just because it feels real doesn't mean it is. And if you doubt me, that is totally fine. But you can also listen to Feelings, Nothing More Than Feelings, 150 times until you're ready to barf, and then go, what in the world is going on here? What if your feelings really were not real? What if you bought them from somebody else? What if you paid a really good price for them too? By golly, would you be willing to destroy and uncreate everywhere you bought a feeling as true and real? But you say, oh no, I can't. I have to my feelings. Otherwise, I'm a robot. Otherwise, I'm heartless. Is that really true? What if you could be aware instead of feel? When you say you feel, you lock it into your body. I feel sad. Well, is that what you'd like to lock into your body? Or are you aware that the majority of the people in the world are actually sad? Now, the thing about awareness is it doesn't actually go away. You just need some tools to be able to be more at ease with what you're aware of. So if you can ask this one question, who does this belong to? To every thought, feeling, and emotion you have, that could create a difference. If you were willing to question your thoughts, feelings, and emotions, that could make a difference. So today, I would like to encourage you to question everything. Question everyone. Just be an annoying two-year-old. And I can guarantee you that your life will be a lot happier. Now you might make some other people mad, but oh well, what the heck. And then if they judge you, you can just make more money if you receive it, because every time you receive a judgment, cha-ching, about $5,000 gets added to your yearly income. So would it be worth it for you to receive their judgment because you're too damn happy? I think so. I think that sounds like a great plan. So maybe this sounds like a lot of gobbledygook, but if you're interested and something struck your awareness, if something just went, what is she talking about? I don't totally understand it, but wait a minute, 98% of everything I feel isn't mine. Wait, what? please, please, please go to my website, go to accessconsciousness.com. There's tons of information and lots more to know and lots more tools. And we invite you to come be a part of a group of people that are getting free from thoughts, feelings, and emotions and having a grand old time. So instead of feeling, you can say, I'm sensing this. I'm sensing that everyone around me is depressed. Then you can just be aware of it and you don't actually have to pull it into your body. So that's the good news for this Monday morning. You don't have to be depressed like everybody else unless you choose to. Alrighty-dighty. Well, I hope that helps somebody and I hope that makes other people curious. And I hope that I can just bring a little more joy into your day and into your life. So have a good one. Look forward to seeing you next time on Gems with me, Curry Glassell. Ta-ta for now. Have a good one. Enjoy.